called further negotiation with the United States meaningless. With anti-Trump administration protests called No Kings scheduled across the country today, Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald says his force is ready.
The Los Angeles Police Department is fully prepared for the planned demonstration scheduled to take place across the city on Saturday. We're closely monitoring developments and deploying our personnel and resources strategically to protect public safety while safeguarding every individual's right to protest peacefully.
There's extra heavy security in the nation's capital for President Trump's parade today with the Army.
Nearly 7,000 soldiers will march along Constitution Avenue from the Lincoln Memorial to the Washington Monument, passing the White House, where President Trump, on his 79th birthday, will be watching from a reviewing stand. Army and White House officials are monitoring the weather, which as of now is forecasted to lightly rain on the parade. Officials tell us that the only thing that could delay the show that President Trump has wanted since his first term would be if there are thunderstorms.
CBS's Eleanor Watson at the Pentagon. Correspondent Anna Corrin reports on the one survivor of that plane crash in India.
Bloodstains on his T-shirt, holding a phone, a man limps past. A bystander asks in disbelief, "Were you one of the passengers?" 40-year-old Vishwas Kumar Ramesh was the sole survivor of the Air India crash that killed 241 people on board, including his brother.
The judge in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial may dismiss a juror.
The judge and attorneys for both parties are having ongoing discussions about a particular juror who the court says has made inconsistent statements over time about where he lives. The judge indicated he wanted to replace this juror with an alternate, but says he'll let both parties know if he changes his mind over the weekend.
CBS's Alice Gaynor. For the first time ever, parts of Alaska will be under a heat advisory. It's for Sunday in Fairbanks, with temps expected to top 85. It's been a bit hotter there before, but the National Weather Service only recently allowed heat advisories officially to be issued there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members, your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Residents of a tiny town in southern Maine had a choice: accept a home with 16 acres of land and $850,000 to maintain it, plus money for scholarships, or let it all go to the Hells Angels. Christopher Cruz explains.
Lifelong Buckfield resident James Jordan died in March 2024. He was 80. He didn't seem to have any connection to the Hells Angels, didn't even ride a motorcycle. So why did he ask residents to formally accept the land and money, or see it go to a notorious motorcycle gang? A friend said it was probably just a bad joke, a way for Jordan to ensure the land would forever be in the town's control. This week at a town hall, to no one's surprise, residents voted 274-37 to accept the gift. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Over a million PowerCore 10,000 power banks from Anker Innovations are under recall in the U.S. after fires and explosions were reported. The lithium-ion battery can dangerously overheat. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, highs in the upper 60s. And sunshine continues for Sunday, a high right around 70. Maybe a shower chance Sunday night. Right now it's 53.
WRJN. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because was a vision softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Don't let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your
and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
I wish. Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Like no other lover, Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. It's much too crowded. Oh yeah, got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
but I'm going nowhere. Oh yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town, and when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. Yeah, I hop right in that car of mine. I drive around the world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
I'm the pipe.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Sirens blared and buildings shook in both Israel and Iran through the night as each nation struck the other, BBC's Hugo Bashega reports.
Loud explosions were heard here in Jerusalem as air defense systems were activated. This followed a long night of attacks in which millions across the country were told to seek shelter. In Iran, state media says there have been more explosions as Israel continues with its attacks for a second day. Reports say one of the targets was Tehran's Mehrabad Airport.
Israel says it was targeting Iran's air defenses. Former White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the U.S. is monitoring Iran.
What we have to watch is, does Iran choose to strike U.S. assets? And that would be, I think, a big risk for them based on the fundamental weakness of the Iranian regime.
Iran's foreign ministry put Sunday's scheduled nuclear talks with the U.S. in doubt, calling them meaningless. The military presence in Los Angeles is growing as protests continue against immigration raids. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Several hundred Marines arrived in Los Angeles to protect federal property and agents as part of President Trump's aggressive response to protests over his escalating immigration crackdown. Government data obtained by CBS News shows ICE was holding more than 56,000 detainees nationwide on Friday morning, a record high.
At least 11 people have died. Others are missing after heavy rains caused highway flooding in San Antonio, Texas. KENS-TV's Alicia Niavez tells us there are questions about the city's infrastructure's failure to handle the water.
The National Weather Service says 5 to 7 inches of rain fell in just 3 hours, more than most urban drainage systems can handle. But city leaders say that doesn't tell the full story.
Our city's infrastructure is aging. It's old already, but it's getting worse. We've got broken pipes. We have streets that need repair. We have drainage issues, and that's where we need to be putting our money.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports the National Weather Service has posted extreme heat warnings for desert areas of the Southwest.
High temperatures will be between 105 and 110 degrees for several days in places including metro areas of Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tucson. Sergio Armendariz with the Phoenix Rescue Mission has been on the streets checking on the homeless in the intense heat.
The sun's dangerous and it's really brutal out here.
Temperatures will be well above 100 degrees every day for the next week in Death Valley, California.
Britain's King Charles has announced